a supplication on Sundays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. In the name of Allah, from whom I hope for nothing but bounty, and from whom I fear nothing but justice. I rely only upon His word, and I cling only to His cord. In Thee I seek sanctuary, O possessor of pardon and good pleasure. From wrong and enmity, and from the changes of time, and the recurrence of sorrows, and from the striking of mishaps, and from the expiration of my term before preparation and readiness. From Thee I seek guidance to that wherein is righteousness and being set right. From Thee I seek help in that which is linked to success and favorable response. Thee I beseech for the garment of well-being and its completion, and for the covering of health and its permanence. I seek refuge in Thee, my Lord, from the goadings of the Satans, and I seek protection in Thy sovereignty from the injustice of the sovereigns. So accept my past prayers and fasting, and make my tomorrow and what is after better than my present hour and my today. And exalt me in my clan and my people, and protect me in my waking and my sleeping. For Thou art Allah, the best guardian, and Thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, I am quit before Thee on this day of mine and on all Sundays that follow it of associating others with Thee and of heresy. And I devote my supplication sincerely to Thee, addressing myself to Thy response. And I observe the acts of obedience to You for the hope of Your rewards. So bless Muhammad, the best of Thy creation, the summoner to Thy truth. Exalt me with Thy exaltation, which is never made to suffer loss. And protect me with Thy eye, which never sleeps. And seal my affair by cutting me off from everything but Thee and my life with forgiveness. Surely Thou art the All-Forgiving, the All-Compassionate.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
تبقى عيني بدمع مشتاقيا قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
First, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 6th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we select a verse of the Holy Quran, verse 119 of chapter At-Tawbah. We'll listen to it together, then we come back and speak about its point.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true.
La ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse addresses the believers and commands them to be in awe of Allah and to be pious. They should be always with the truthful ones too. Some Islamic narrations denote that the objective meaning of the truthful ones is Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and his Ahlul Bayt, and the Immaculate Imams, peace be upon them all. It is certain that they were the top of the truthful ones, and the Islamic community as a duty out to follow them. Today we learn more about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first imam, and us. It's said that Imam Ali alayhi salam was killed because of his excessive emphasis on practicing of and adhering to justice. After the demise of the third caliph, people thronged Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to accept the reins of Islamic government. In Sermon 3 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali said, "At that moment nothing took me by surprise, but the crowd of people rushing to me. It advanced towards me from every side like the mane of the hyena, so much so that Hassan and Hussein were getting rushed and both the ends of my shoulder garments were torn. They collected around me like a herd of sheep and goats," he said.
So the hadith that I'd like to share with you is actually a hadith found in Sahih Muslim as well as Jami' al-Tirmidhi. And it's a hadith that has different versions, but they're largely very similar. And the hadith states that Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he once asked Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the senior companions of the Prophet, Muawiyah asked him, "Ma yamna'uka an tasubba Aba Turab?" What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Why don't you curse Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, "Qala amma ma dhakartu thalathan, qala hunna Rasulullah, falan asubba." Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, that the reason why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because I heard the Prophet say three things about Ali, that if one of them were said about me, he has three virtues, that if I only had one of them, they would be more dear to me than red camels. And red camels were very valuable during that time. They were considered to be like a luxury vehicle. So Sa'ad, he says that the Prophet ﷺ once left Ali behind in one of the battles in his expedition to Tabuk. When he left Ali behind, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said to the Prophet, "O Messenger of Allah, you leave me behind with the women and the children. Why don't you allow me to join you? Why are you leaving me behind as you prepare to go on this military expedition?" And this is where Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, he says that, "I heard the Prophet say to Ali, 'O Ali, أَمَا تَرْضَى أَن تَكُونَ مِنِّي بِمَنْزِلَةِ هَارُونَ مِنْ مُوسَى؟ O Ali, don't you want to be to me as Harun was to Musa? إِلَّا أَنَّهُ لَا نُبُوَّةَ بَعْدِي, except for the fact that there is no prophethood after me."
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part of today's special, we look at life lessons from Nahjul Balagha. People will always complain. This is the title of this part. Imam Ali said, "If I speak out, they would call me greedy towards power. But if I keep quiet, they would say I was afraid of death." You will always have people who will complain about you doing something in a certain way, because human nature is such in some people. Do what you have to do. Do it to the best of your ability and then try and take positive criticism for improvement, but don't get bogged down by people's negativities. علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this episode we speak about Imam Ali. In this part we look at policymaking features in the mannerisms of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He would never use deception and imposture in politics. One of the characteristics of his politics, Imam Ali's politics, is that it was free of any deception and trickery. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has narrated, "If it were not for piety, I would be able to use tricks better than all deceitful Arabs." When comparing himself with Muawiyah, he said, "I swear to Allah that Muawiyah is not cleverer than me." But what should Ali do while he is committed to piety and morality when his hands and his tongue are tied? This is the method of the commander of the faithful. If one is not pious, his hands and his tongue are free. They can do and say whatever they please. If we are not pious, we allow ourselves to say things which are untrue. We can engage in slander. We can tell lies to the people. We can break our promises. We can become attached to the enemies of the straight path. When piety does not exist, this is the manner in which we behave. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said that he chose politics and piety together. This is why there was no deception or dishonesty in the method that Ali, peace be upon him, adopted.
Sa'ad then says, number two is that, "I heard the Prophet say on the day of Khaybar, after Abu Bakr and Umar failed to conquer the fortress of Khaybar, the Prophet said, 'لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. The Prophet says, tomorrow I will give the banner, I will give the standard to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and who is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, he tells Muawiyah, فَتَطَاوَلْنَا لَهَا. We were all hoping that the Prophet was speaking about us. We were all hoping that we would be the ones who would conquer Khaybar. The next morning, the Prophet said to us, where is Ali? We said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali has an eye ailment. The Prophet said, Ud'u li Aliyan, call Ali. And the Prophet wiped his blessed saliva on the eyes of Ali, and he was cured of that ailment. فَدَفَعَ الرَّايَةَ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet gave Ali ibn Abi Talib the standard on that day. فَفَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Through Ali, Allah conquered the fortress of Khaybar. And finally, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqas, he says, the third reason why I do not curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because Ayat al-Mubahala was revealed about him. When the Christians of Najran challenged the Prophet regarding the nature of Jesus, Allah says, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. The Prophet is told by Allah that let's do a mubahala. Let us summon our sons and your sons, our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. For the sons, the Prophet summoned Hassan and Hussein. For women, even though the Prophet had many wives, the only woman that he brought to represent Islam was Sayyidah Fatima alayhi salam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib was also there on that day. And what category does Ali fall under? He's not from among the sons. He's not from among the women. He is the declared self of the Prophet. He is the nafs of the Prophet. And Sa'ad, he says, that when they gathered on the day of Mubahala, I heard the Prophet say, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahli. O Allah, these are my family. This is my family.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 يا حيدار 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 يا
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and how about reflecting on a wise aphorism from Imam Ali al-Naghi al-Hadi, peace be upon him, the 10th successor of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. Do not expect honesty and purity of intention from someone who has suffered from your malice. Do not expect loyalty from one to whom you have been disloyal. Do not expect goodwill from someone whom you regard with ill will, as his heart towards you is the same as your heart towards him.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the bane and poison which corrupts things. In this hadith, in essence, the Prophet says that everything good has a bane, has something that corrupts it, right? You know, things can be going good and as planned and moving in the right direction, and something can come along and ruin everything, right? What is that thing? Everything has its own, problem and trial which kind of corrupts it and ruins it. Let's look at this beautiful hadith and see what the Prophet said regarding the bane of things. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the bane of humor is lack of shame, right? You know, you could be humorous and, you know, cracking jokes and making your friends laugh, right? And, you know, it's good to be happy and, you know, make your friends happy and make them laugh. But the moment this humor, you know, becomes, you know, dirty humor and, you know, you show a lack of shame in making people laugh and these kind of things, it kind of ruins everything. Then the Prophet said, the bane of courage is aggression. Right? Being courageous is one thing, but then aggressing oppressively towards people, right, that kind of, you know, transforms the courage into something very bad. You know, now people won't call you courageous, they'll call you an oppressor, an aggressor. The bane of generosity is mentioning one's favor to others, right? When you're generous, people love you, you get sawab, right? But the moment you start mentioning it to others, you know, nobody likes that. People become offended and are turned off by it. And, you know, it ruins, you know, any kind of sawab that you might have gotten from being generous. The bane of beauty is arrogance. You know, being beautiful, you know, even though it's not a spiritual virtue, but it's something good, you know, but if you're arrogant at your beauty, you know, the effect that it should have won't have it. People don't like a very arrogant person, you know, who's arrogant about his beauty. The bane of worship is abeyance. The bane of speech is lying. Right? As long as you don't lie, your speech is good. But the moment you start lying, the speech becomes corrupted. The bane of knowledge is forgetfulness. You could have learned many, many things, but if you forget them, you know, and you cannot use them at the opportune time, what's the use of it? The knowledge is useless. The bane of worship is foolishness. If you're foolish and you don't have knowledge and you don't know how to worship, you don't know the rules of worship and ibadat, you know, no matter how much you worship, you know, the worship has no benefit. You could be praying, but if you don't know the laws of prayers and how to perform the salat, the prayers, for example, right, your prayers won't be accepted. The bane of good lineage is pride, right? Having a good lineage, even though in and of itself is not a virtue, spiritual or ethical virtue, but it's something good, right? But being proud about it, no, that's not good. It kind of ruins it. And the bane of liberality is wastefulness. Right? Being generous is good, as long as it doesn't transform into wastefulness, in which case the good generosity becomes corrupted and useless. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the bane of everything in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآله محمد.
Muhammad wa ajil wa rajam.
Salaamu alaikum and welcome to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. Salaamu alaikum. How are you? Are you good?
Alhamdulillah.
Okay. Welcome back again. Thanks to Allah Almighty that we are, alhamdulillah, going to hold another Quranic session in level 3 of our Quranic classes, the Tajweed rules. Okay? So, as you know that in the previous sessions, we were talking about the very first important topic in Tajweed, which was about the pronunciation of the Arabic alphabet letters, the correct pronunciations. We have twins a lot, okay? Swad, dot, twins?
Yeah, sin, sheen.
Sin, sheen.
Ein, rein.
Ein, rein.
Ba, ba.
Fa, qaf. Fa, an, qaf.
Qaf, qaf.
Come on, they are not twins. Fa, an, qaf. How are they twins? They look differently. Yeah, one is so so fat. The other one is so thin.
Yes.
They are not brothers. Maybe they look the same. Okay. So next ones. Jim, ha, ha. Ba, ta. Yes. They are like three brothers. Okay, they
triplets.
Yeah. So, ta la. How do you say la?
La. We will put our tongue back of our front teeth.
Yeah. Just let the tongue touch the edge, the back edge. Look, we have front edge.
The back
here. We have back edge. Okay.
Yeah.
It just touches that area. That a heavy vibrating sound
with a sound.
Yeah, with a sound. Say it.
Ba.
La.
Va.
La.
Za.
La. 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 Limin. La. Limin.
Yeah.
So ta. La. Listen again. Tha. Important letters. Ha. Light letters. Yes.
Yeah.
Ha. Next one. Thal.
Thal.
Ra.
Ra.
Sad.
Dot.
Dot. Do not make your, do not circle your mouth, Fawad. Look, you are saying this way. Sad. Do not circle it. Normal. Sad. Sad. When you try to produce that ah sound, your lips go up, okay? Sad. Look. Sad. See?
Sad.
Like Fawad. Fawad. Sad.
So yes. It has Hamza, not Ayn.
Fuad it is. So that is an A sound. That Fuad. But in Persian we say Fuad. Yes? Wa.
Yes.
Okay. So, next one. Sad. Dad. Ta. Va. Ayn. Ayn is?
Throat letter.
Throat letter, yes?
Yes.
Throat letter. So, you say it. Ayn.
Ayn.
Ayn. What does it mean? What does Ayn mean?
Eye in Arabic.
Eye. It has many meanings.
Yes.
What is the other meaning? Like spy. Ayn. Ayn. For example, in Arabic they say Ra'aytu aynan yatajassas. I saw a spy, okay, who was like, what do you say?
Spying.
Spying somewhere, okay, here and there.
MashaAllah, your Arabic.
Yeah.
It's good.
My Arabic is good. Oh, better than you.
No. What about I?
I is I. So, Ayn means that I as well. Ayn also has the meaning of gold.
Ayn also have a meaning of like...
Fountain?
Water fountain.
Yeah, water fountain. So, it has many meanings. So, Ayn. But we're not talking about those words, okay? We're talking about the letter Ayn.
Yes.
Ayn. It's written that way. It's pronounced that way, but it's just a letter. Ayn. Next one.
Ayn.
Is Ayn a heavy letter or light letter?
Heavy letter.
Heavy letter. You say A?
No,
do you
it's
say
light.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen?
No.
Do you say this?
No. It's light letter.
It's light letter. So it has an Ayn. A sound. Yeah. Alhamdulillah. Recite this ayah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Alameen. Do not say it. Alameen. Okay. Say it forward. That's wrong. Recite the first ayah of Surah Al-Fatiha.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
You say ah, but when I asked you, you said ah.
I was joking.
Okay. So, ah is wrong. Next one, Ghain. Ghain is a heavy letter. So remember, one brother is heavy, fat. Okay, yes. The other one is not heavy. And Gha. Ghain. The name is Ghain, okay? But when it comes with Fatha and Aleph, so it produces an A sound. Gha. Gha. That's it. Yes. These are the important letters. But one more letter is left, okay? That's Qaf. Fa. The next one is?
Qaf.
Qaf is a heavy letter, so it produces an A sound.
Yeah.
Qaf is also amongst Saad, Dad. They are always heavy letters. So look, it has Kasra. Qi. Again, it's a little difficult. Qi. Right? So in Iran, Persian speakers usually, okay, they say like, instead of Qaf, usually the words that have Qaf, okay, they replace it with Ghain. Yeah. And the words having Ghain, they replace it with
Qaf. Yes.
For example, they say instead of Qurban, Qaf. That's Qaf, yes? They say Qurban. Yeah? Cheshm Qurban, for example, they say. Or like the words that have Ghain instead of them, they say?
Yeah.
Qaf. Can you say any word?
Ghain.
Qubar. They say Qubar.
Qubar, yes.
Yeah. For example, that pen in Persian?
Yeah. Qalam.
Qalam, for example, or in Arabic, Qalam. They say? Qalam. Yeah?
Yes.
So you should pay attention, okay? Yes. That if you are Persian speakers or brothers who are listening to us, if they are also Persian speakers, they know Persian, okay? Be careful not misunderstand, okay? Qaf and Ghain, okay, they are different.
Always they're replaced?
No, I mean they replace it. It's not replaced.
No, in Persian it's always replaced?
No, it's not always replaced in some words, okay? So they do this. So we have to be careful, okay? Do not misunderstand, do not replace them.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So, let's read once more the Arabic alphabet letters, then inshallah we'll go to the Quran Kareem and recite some ayahs. Ready?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So, we'll start one by one, okay? One letter we'll go. Fawad?
Alif.
Ba.
Ta.
Louder, okay?
Fa.
Tha. Jim.
Ha.
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 Next one?
Kha.
Kha. What comes next?
Dal.
Dal.
Dal. Next one.
Dal.
Dal. Ra.
Za.
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 Okay.
Jim.
No.
Sin.
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 Jim.
Sheen.
Sheen.
Sheen. One more time again. Say. Sin.
Sin.
Sheen.
Slot.
Okay. Dod.
Ta.
Ba.
Once again.
Ba.
La. Right.
Ain.
Yes.
Ain.
Uh-huh. Fa.
Qaf.
Qaf. Kaf.
Kaf.
Okay. Lam.
Lam.
Mim.
Mim. Noon.
Waw.
Waw.
Ha.
Ha. And?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we finished. Yeah. So, listen carefully. I'm saying the letters, okay? Listen, which one produces an A sound? Which one produces an A sound? I'm trying to say them with a fatha, okay? So, say... you should say light or heavy.
Light.
Light.
Ba.
Light.
Tha.
Light.
Come on, there is one more letter. Tha.
Yeah, light.
Light.
Light. Tha.
Light.
Jim.
Light.
I have to say it with fatha. Why don't you say this?
Yeah.
When I get it wrong, okay, you have to fix the mistake.
Yeah.
You're not focusing, okay. So, ja.
Light.
Ha.
Light.
Kha.
Heavy.
Kha.
Heavy.
Heavy.
Okay. Da.
Light.
Light.
Da.
Light.
Light.
Ra.
Heavy.
Za.
light,
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 heavy,
heavy,
heavy, heavy,
heavy,
heavy, light,
light,
heavy,
heavy,
fair,
light,
fair.
No, light.
That's wrong.
You don't say this.
It has to be qa.
It's heavy.
Okay. So I got you this time.
Heavy.
Ka.
Heavy.
Light.
Mo.
Light. It's wrong.
It was strange, yes?
It's wrong.
It was strange, okay.
Ma.
So ma.
Light.
Na.
Light.
Wa.
Light.
Ha.
Wrong.
That's wrong.
Ha.
Ha.
Light.
And?
Yeah.
Oh, I was about to forget this. Ha is also one of the difficult letters. So ha, for English speakers, it's easy. Ha. The second last letter, okay? Ha. So it is the same sound. It has the same sound as the letter H in English. He, whom. We do not say hum. I go to my hum. Mom, I am hum. You don't say yes. Mom, I'm hot.
Mom, I'm hungry.
I'm hungry. No, you don't say. Mom, I'm hungry. Hungry. That's the letter H. As if you're breathing, okay?
Yes. But it's similar to ha. Like
it is similar, yeah. Yes. Very similar. So we don't have to get them wrong, okay? Look, if you say Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is wrong. Yes. A lot of students do this.
Yes.
It is wrong. You are a student, you're just studying tajweed, okay? Come on. You don't have to make mistakes, okay? So how do you say? Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The second two second letters, okay, they are ha.
Yes.
But the first one is not ha, it is ha.
Alhamdulillahi.
No. It is wrong, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay?
It was wrong? Yes.
Which section, which part?
Alhamdu.
Alhamdu, that's correct then.
No, you say Alhamdu.
Alhamdu. If you say Alhamdu, yeah, that's wrong.
I think.
Alhamdu.
Alhamdu.
Okay. So, these are the letters. Alhamdu, we finished. So now, you can produce the sounds correctly. You can pronounce them. You can say the letters correctly. Be careful, okay? The heavy letters, the light letters are very, very important. We will get back to them, inshallah, in the last sessions, inshallah, okay? We will get back to them because in the last sessions, inshallah, we're going to study the attributes of the letters, okay? Different attributes are. So we'll practice them again, okay? But for now, you have to know them. Now, let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
So, inshallah, after taking a break, we'll come back, okay? Stay with us. We will go to the Quran, inshallah, and recite some verses of the Quran Kareem. And stay with us, okay? Thank you so much. Let's recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
Allah,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we will be with you with the explanation of Dua ul-Kumail, the commentary of different parts of this Kumail supplication by the commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam. We'll be back after you listen to the parts we're going to discuss.
Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab, As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa azami sifatika wa asma'ik. An taj'al awqati min al-layl wal-nahar bi-dhikrika ma'mura. بخدمتك موصولا وأعمالي عندك مقبولا حتى تكون أعمالي وأورادي كلها وردا واحدا وحالي في خدمتك سرمدا
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the Divine Kumail Supplication. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rab. My Lord, My Lord, My Lord. As'aluka bihaqqika wa qudsika wa a'zami sifatika wa asma'ik. I ask you by your truth, your holiness, and the greatness of your attributes and names. An taj'ala awqati min al-layli wal-nahar bi-dhikrika ma'mura. That you make my times in night and the day inhabited by your remembrance. وَبِخِدْمَتِكَ مَوْصُولَةٌ And joined to your service. وَأَعْمَالِي عِنْدَكَ مَقْبُولَةٌ And my acts acceptable to you. In this regard, when we ask the Almighty Allah to accept our deeds, this concept, the acceptance of the deeds of the servants, is having some prerequisites. One of the most important conditions is sincerity, doing the action for the sake of Almighty Allah and no one else. This means you must love the Almighty Allah for Allah and nothing and no one else. In this regard, we brought up a question in the previous episode. We said that some might claim that this interpretation of sincerity in the love of Allah could be seen to be in contrast with the human nature. This is contradicting the human nature and fitrah, because it is the Almighty Allah Himself who has created man with love for many things. But now if we interpret the sincerity of love of Allah to mean love nothing and no one except the Almighty Allah, this seems to be standing in contrast with this nature. Now, what is the answer to this question? The answer to that question is that sincerity in love of Allah does not mean the rejection of human nature. Rather, it means directing one's love and dislike according to what Allah likes and dislikes. Allah the Exalted does not want from His servant, nor did He want from Musa ibn Imran, to take out the love of his family from his heart. Rather, what he, subhanahu wa ta'ala, wants from him is that his love for his family should be through his love of him. His love should be the only source of all other kinds of love in his heart. In other words, that which Almighty Allah once from his servants and wanted from Musa ala nabiyyina wa alihi wa alayhi salam is to tie all kinds of love with his love. As a result, one's love for his family would be, in this case, a kind of consolidation of love of Allah in a person.
My Lord, O beseech you by your glory and honor, by your supremely high attributes, and by your names, to cause me to utilize my time day and night in your remembrance by engaging myself in serving you, and to let my deeds be acceptable to you, so much so that all my actions and offerings may be transformed into one continuous and sustained effort, and my life may take the form of constant and perpetual service to you, O my Master, O you upon whom I rely, O you unto whom I express my distress.
Thank you, Allah,
now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. Feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
So as we said, this interpretation of sincerity in the love of Allah is not contradicting the human nature. What Almighty Allah wants from His servants is that His love must be the source of all other kinds of love. And this is a profound concept. This is a beautiful method of education which none can comprehend but those whom Allah has chosen, those who Allah has singled out for His love. The Holy Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is the greatest of all mankind in sincerity and in purity, used to say, two things have been made dear to me from your world, women and perfume, and the delight of my eyes is in the prayers and salah. No doubt that this love in the speech of the Prophet ﷺ is a love which is an extension to the love of Allah. The dearest of these three to the heart of Messenger of Allah is indeed the prayers, as it is the delight of his eyes. And there is no doubt in the fact that Prophet's love for them was, of course, an extension to his love of Allah. So, sincerity in love of Allah does not lead to destruction of human nature. This does not stand in contrast with the human fitrah. This does not cause disturbance in it. Rather, it entails a reconstruction of the structure of love. It is a reconstruction of hatred in human life based on this new criterion presented by Islam. Accordingly, the natural love and inclination of man remains intact, but within a new arrangement. Within this system, they must be redefined, which in fact contributes to the strengthening of one's love of Allah instead of weakening it and causing confusion in it. Thank you very much, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Tawakkul comes from the root word wakala. Wakala means...
Today, I'd like to read to you an excerpt from...
Allah is the unique Arabic name.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed.
His decree, though...
Ya ilaha kull shay'in wa malika ya rabba.
This is Foresight, a program on how to worship Allah.
Ya khaliqa kull shay'in wa warifa.
Today's great tip: don't rely simply on your age when it comes to increasing, strengthening, and powering up our ubudiyya, our servitude to Allah. So, dear listeners, we are talking about ubudiyya, we are talking about the servitude, the obedience, and the worship to the Almighty Allah, the creator of all the worlds and the creator of existence. Now, sometimes in our lives, we come across this idea, this thought that, you know, I'm still young. I have a good 40, 50, 60 years ahead of my life. And so in this facade and this